Let's set the scene. The year is 1980. Jill Anderson is a flight attendant for Trans World Airlines, and she's headed to work at O'Hare Airport in Chicago before dawn, darkness still filling the outside air. She turns the radio dial before she finds a favorite channel of hers just as the DJ announces a new song by a familiar name.
Good morning, Chicago. We've got a brand new song for you right here on WGCI. By Illinois' very own Dan Fogelberg. This is Same Old Lang Syne.
Having known Dan, she listens attentively as the song lyrics open.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve.
As the song continued to play, Anderson was stunned at what she heard. The song was about her. This is Backtracks, a new podcast from Mason Station Productions, where I bring you the backstories of all your favorite tracks, artists, and albums in the annals of music history. Now let's return to the story. Jill Anderson had known Dan Fogelberg because they were both from the central Illinois town of Peoria. They had both graduated from Woodruff High School, class of 1969, but more importantly to the song, they had dated on again, off again, before attending separate colleges. Anderson had graduated and gotten married, while Fogelberg moved to Colorado to pursue a music career. Fate brought them together on a snowy Christmas Eve night in 1975, as they were both back in Peoria visiting family. Fogelberg had gone to the grocery store to buy whipped cream for Irish coffee. Anderson was there for more eggnog. And that's where the song picks up. Fogelberg approaches Anderson, who at first doesn't recognize him, but is then ecstatic to see him. They awkwardly wait while their groceries are rung up. And decide to go out for a drink. No bar in town is open, so they get a six-pack of beer at the liquor store and crack them open in Anderson's car. There they talk for hours, reminiscing about the old days and their lost love. Anderson tells Fogelberg of her loveless marriage that she remained in for the security. Anderson also recounts how she'd seen Fogelberg's releases in a record store, remarking how he must be doing well in the music business, to which he responds that he loves playing live, but hates the traveling. As the two finish their beers, their conversation runs dry. Fogelberg exits the car, and Anderson gives him a goodbye kiss and drives away. Fogelberg remembers the familiar pain of Anderson leaving, relating it to high school. As he heads home, the song ends with the famous line, "The snow turned into rain." A jazzy instrumental of the holiday standard Auld Lang Syne serves as the musical outro. Jill Anderson realized on that morning commute 5 years later that the song was about her, but she refused to tell anyone except close friends and family, not wanting to ruin Fogelberg's marriage. Fogelberg, too, never told anyone. The lover remained a mystery until December 2007, when 6 days after Fogelberg's death from prostate cancer at just 56, Anderson's story was published in the Peoria Journal-Star. She confirmed that everything in Fogelberg's story was true, save for two minor details. Her eyes are green, not blue, like the song says, and her husband was a physical education teacher, not an architect. She also revealed that the marriage described in the song had ended before the song's release. Fogelberg's song became one of the biggest hits of his career, reaching the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. And because of its setting on Christmas Eve and the descriptions of wintry weather, it has come to be associated with Christmas and gets a lot of airplay during the Christmas season. Anderson told the Chicago Tribune that each holiday season since she revealed herself, she continues to get messages from Fogelberg fans, and that even after all these years, she still listens to the words of the song as intently as she did on that morning drive in 1980. Thank you for listening to this episode of Backtracks. This episode was recorded and produced by Mason Cieno with the help of sound clips from YouTube in both the Peoria Journal-Star and the Chicago Tribune's coverage of Jill Anderson. The theme for Backtracks is Anything Goes by Kit Castle from Adobe Stock. Finally, thanks to Dan Vogelberg for a great song in rock history and one that continues to inspire.